Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Rain. 45 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Rain. 44 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees.
I hear somebody picket fencing out there. KI5DC, you listening?
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees.
KI5 VCE portable listening. KI5 VCE. Oh, it's terrible. That's terrible. Jump back to 3-1 there. You're not even making this one.
How's that? I just bumped up the power. W8 wire
seat. There you go. There you go. Yeah, that makes a big difference there. I'm glad to see another amateur radio operator that actually is obeying the rules, going by the lowest power to complete the job there. You know, you get a lot of yahoos out there on, especially on 75 out there running 5,000 and 10,000 watts. Well, I don't know about 10,000, but I've heard them with 5,000. That's just crazy.
Yeah, you're pretty fuzzy on my end. I got the receive site for Lapeer on my tall antenna, 75 feet. So I'm not hardly hearing you. 73, talk to you later on. W8YRC.
Yeah, 7-3. I'm going to bounce back to the 3-1 there. I'm going to put the regular HD antenna on and probably do a better job. So if you go over there, I'll catch you back on there. KI5, VC, please.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 49 degrees.
CC8YZF mobile. KC8YZF mobile.
KC8YZF from KF8EDQ. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing just fine. On my way home from work.
Yeah, roger, roger that. How was your week today? I was waiting for you to get on so I could answer. Today, last few days, I've been working still, like sometimes till 6 o'clock, so I haven't been answering lately, but it's been super busy, but super good. Good things happening. Progress is being made, so I can't complain, but it's been rough lately. I can't wait for next month. I think I'll be a lot more sparse around work.
Well, that would be good, yeah, another busy day for me. The boss was gone, he's over in Chicago, but he's still working, he's still sending me stuff all day today. So I thought I might have a fairly easy day today, and no, that's not the case. Usually when he leaves, he starts loading me up with stuff to make sure I have things to do while he was gone. Well, he didn't do that last night, but he's sitting in a hotel room working and sending me stuff, so much for a vacation for him. He can't leave it alone for 4 days or 3 days.
Yeah, roger. Some people are like that. I can't wait to leave it alone. I barely took any vacation this year. I think I only took like 1 week and maybe 2 or 3 days. And I think I'm supposed to take like 4 weeks a year. So I've got some catching up to do before the end of the year. I missed the net on Monday night. My sleep schedule's been all messed up from the time change. So I fell asleep early on Monday and didn't wake up until like 2 o'clock in the morning and realized what I had missed. I was programming a radio, and I was putting in all the DMR contacts, which you probably know it takes, so it can sometimes take a long time because there's almost 300,000 contacts. And I started that, and then I went and laid down with, because my dogs were in bed, I went and laid down with them for a couple minutes, and bam, I was out. that's what happens when it gets dark out. I just sleep. So that's what it's been like lately. My sleep schedule is a little bit messed up. Woke up like an hour early today, which isn't too bad. Yeah, 5 o'clock, 5 a.m. But we got a good weekend coming up here. I think I got a buddy coming to visit, and some of the GMRS guys are meeting up this Saturday, tomorrow at 2, so I guess I'm going to go to that. Back to you.
right. Yeah, you've had a busy schedule, and I have one. I had went to the Midland meeting last night. We have the art club meeting tonight. I've got a presentation to do on the repeaters since you had been asking about it, so I'm going to do a review of all the repeaters and that information on all of that for everyone. It's been a few years since we've covered that information. And then I've got the club breakfast in the morning at 8:30, and then I've got another group's luncheon up in Midland at 4:30, or dinner, I guess. So busy day tomorrow, and we'll wait and see what we get for liquid, whether it's going to be rain or snow. Some reports have seen upwards of 2 to 3 inches. So we're all going to lose in the poll that Rick said on the net the one day. He said, when do you think we will get our first inch of snow? Well, it might be this weekend, where everybody said sometime in December or January. If that's the case, we're all going to lose on that one. And I was figuring for this year we might get some earlier in November, because usually we do. So we'll wait and see. If it is, it'll be a wet, sloppy mess, so hopefully it doesn't stay on the roads or anything. But yeah, I'm just headed home here to grab a quick bite to eat, and then I got to be on the road again by 20 after 6 to get out to the airport and get things set up and that. So another quick turnaround tonight.
Yeah, roger. Yes, and there are all the different repeaters and services that the club provides. I don't think all of that information is on a repeater book, maybe on purpose, I don't know. But on the website, it's all there. And it's not completely obvious. It might not be obvious to somebody that doesn't know much about radio like myself. What each of those means, and what the significance is, or I don't know. But I am. If you're putting together a presentation or have one, then I would be more than happy to listen to it, because would be very interesting to me. I had no idea that there was a system fusion repeater that the club had. That's really cool. Yeah, I would really like to learn more about that. My dog's pulling really hard, so I'm going to have to start using two hands here in a minute. But I wanted to shout out and say hello to you, and we'll probably talk to you again this weekend. This is KFAEDQ. I will be clear and listening after your final.
All right, well, I take it you're not going to make it to the meeting tonight, so yeah, that's what I would cover and answer any questions that I know. And I said, if Jeff KB8SWR is there, he can answer all the more technical questions, at least for the DMR side of it. But yeah, there's quite a lot of resources out there. They don't get utilized very much, but the club has been able to put up several different repeaters and different modes and things. Just because we got good deals on them, the Fusion we got, they made an offer to radio clubs to buy the system fusion for system for like $500. It was normally like $1,500, and we were able to get it for like $500 with a club's discount. So we did that. So lots of cool things, just a lot of things to be able to be used. So all right, I'll let you go. I just pulled into the driveway, and like I said, I got to grab dinner and turn around and leave back out of here in less than an hour. So we'll talk to you later, KC8YZF.
Yeah, before you go, the meeting tonight—it's in my calendar, but I never remember when it is. So I get a reminder about it like 30 minutes before it's about to start, which is why I'm usually showing up like right before it starts. But if there's a meeting tonight, I'll be there for that. So my dogs are walked. I'll be out the door and on time for that. We'll catch you later, KFAEDQ.
KC8YZF, clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees.
KC8YVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile. Good evening. This is Ron, KC8YVF. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, not bad. Just making my way to the meeting.
All right, that's where I'm headed to. Headed down State Street here. Out to the expressway. Yeah, you're a little scratchy tonight, so might be location or just the repeater this evening.
It's location and the HQ. I don't know. Gotta look at it different than I think. Please get a little bit more, and I can throw on the car quick. Kind of what I'm looking for, but all in due time. You know how that works.
Okay, yeah, I just have a HT in this vehicle too, but I do have an outdoor antenna, and it's luckily this handy talkie works off in 12 volts, so I've got it plugged into 12 volts, so it's putting out a full 5 watts, and then I got a external antenna on the vehicle, so that helps it out a bit.
Yes, it does. I believe that. We're not plugged in, and we've got just a little diamond antenna on top of her. So we're now using the old rubber duck, but she works sometimes, but you know how it is. So. But in this case, it's time to be clear and talk to you in the future.
All right, I'll let you go here. I'm just getting on the expressway, so we'll see you out there then. This is KC8YVF.
KC8VOA, mobile.
Mobile station, this is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, KC8YVF. Good evening.
Well, good evening, Ron. You sound like you have a little bit of a head cold there. This is KC8VOA.
No, I don't. Just on the HT with a handheld mic, so that's not the best thing.
Okay, I'm getting a little start towards the club meeting, but I'm running a little bit late. So I do plan on getting there. And then I have to go to Flying J's right afterwards to get gas.
Yeah, and Flying J did come back down. They're down to 292, I think, after they jumped up 2 days ago. So, yeah, well, they were 273. I was going to stop and get gas in my car. I stopped on the night before, and the Flying J app wouldn't work. It wouldn't connect to them. It just came back and said, "We're having problems." So I said, well, I'll get it in the morning. Well, the next morning on my way into work, it jumped from 273 up to 325. So, needless to say, I didn't get it.
Okay, for some reason, reception's really bad there at State and Mitchell.
All right, yeah, like I said, I'm at full 5 watts power, but with this handy talkie and a handheld mic in the vehicle. But I know one of the other guys I was talking to, I was having a hard time hearing him too. So we'll see you when you get there. Take it easy coming out. KC8YVF.
Okay, see you there in a little bit. KC8VOA.
Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 46 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. 45 degrees.
I are just a Saginaw machine. Here's Whiskey D, Quebec, Whiskey W, HQW. Anyone around, just give me a quick signal, sir.
Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees.